Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba. Don't forget it's holiday season. And if you don't know what to get for a gift or a stocking stuffer, well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has all the tools to guarantee you that you win this year's stocking stuffer and or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they've served over 4 million men worldwide. That's like 8 million balls, if my math is correct. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the promo code Bubba. You know, Manscaped's best-selling product should be at the top of every man's wish list for this Christmas, and that's the Performance Package 4.0. Inside of that bad boy performance package, you're going to get the Lawnmower Body Trimmer. As a matter of fact, I shaved my chest and arms and my pubes today with it. It's the best trimmer on the market for your balls, your butt, your body, and the weed whacker for your ears and your nose. You got to keep up on that or you're going to look old, buddy. And let's not forget their famous liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your ball hygiene routine. Keeping your balls fresh, fellas, is important. You never know when you're going to get some, spur-of-the-moment action on those bad boys. Whether this is for your partner, your dad, your brother, your friend, get them something that they're actually going to use, and you might get a laugh or two out of it as well. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code Bubba. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped.
Tomorrow's Kevin, right?
Yes. I think he'll be in at 7:30.
And then, but today at 3, I got the Artie Lang podcast.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as this show's over, I got to go to Tom Bean's. And then I got to go come back. And now the link that they sent me, Blitz, is that am I on camera?
I don't think so.
All the other podcasts I've watched of his, they're not on the video. No one's on video.
Yeah, I think it's just audio.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And all you have to do basically is just click that link.
And it'll be up. Like, if I click that link and I have my net up,
mm-hmm.
and then I just talk through the board regularly, right?
Yep.
As if I was playing something over the internet.
And then I believe take that out of program.
Take what out of program? Oh, out of the net.
Or out of the off the not program, but what are the other ones below it?
Audition, Mono, yeah, and
I think
Pre.
you take it out of the Audition and Pre.
Yeah, I think so. So I don't get like a feedback, Willie.
So they don't hear feedback. Yeah, you won't hear it either way. They would.
So welcome. Is today the last after show after the show?
On
or
Twitch.
Does Anna has one on Friday, doesn't she? Does she
yes.
get it off? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you're off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
Will be the final after show of Twitch. Tentatively.
Yeah.
Now, don't all you hardcore Twitchers start giving me a bunch of bullshit here. We're trying different. We're the same amount of peanut butter. We're just trying to put it on a couple little extra pieces of bread.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to spread. We're just, we don't want to sleep with one guy. We want to fucking gangbang.
Yeah, we want to be fucking sluts. Well, metaphorically.
You can't even act naughty.
No, I can't. I'm a child.
So today we have just Lummy, are you over there?
Yes, sir.
And by the way, Lummy, thank you for putting all to this together. You did such a great job. Who did Jesus help you with it?
Yeah,
or
Jesus
no?
burned. He helped burn the CDs,
God,
and stuff.
And they might have like an 85-second pre-roll if Jesus burned them.
Sorry, I was Big Buck sent me a message. He wants to pay for the suit, so I was hooking him up with the merch. Correct.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's where it needs to go through.
Yeah, So he's, I gave her, or him, whatever.
Hell no, in the merch crick, she'll drive the motherfucker to him if he wanted it
right.
in Charleston. So, Lummi, thank you for getting all this information together. We know, you know, we have three parody guys, the original three OGs, Dark Match, of course, Dark Match Steve, Carlos Mandico, and John from Naples have kind of all quietly settled in to our parody, you know, the original parody three, we call them. And all of them do great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then Daniel came rolling around, and Daniel had a couple good ones, but for the most part, Daniel's stuff sucks compared to these guys.
The quality isn't great. He does it in his car.
Daniel's lyrics are pretty cool sometimes, but he certainly doesn't have the body of work that are the original 03 parody homies got. Now, I don't know how. And secondly, what is the award that the parody guy of the year? Because I think we. Don't they all three get rings automatically?
Three this year are, yes.
Yes, for being parody guys.
Mm-hmm.
So don't say that we don't contribute. Carlos, I don't want to hear one of your little bitching fucking songs about how I went there and I tried to meet Bubba and they didn't let us in and Bubba don't give a fuck. Because I do. Or I mean, come on, guys. I love you guys. That's why you guys are invited to BARP and the fucking ring, too.
We don't let people just show up at the studio and try to get their way in.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, Reginald Roundtree showed up today, and he was out front, and he took a picture of himself out front. He'd be like, hey, I want to say hi, and I'm like, Reg, I'm on the air, man. Like, come on, buddy. Like, you, I mean, maybe I give the sense of, like, a hangout feel so people think they can come hang out, but it really irritates me a lot when people just roll up in here. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It throws you off. You're not expecting
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it just really, I mean, like, and listen, that would be from like, my sister to Reginald Roundtree to Larry Plummer. Like, it's not like, I mean, nobody can do it. There's only a few people that could roll up to this building unannounced that I wouldn't have a problem with.
Who are they?
Tom Bean.
The Diacos.
Mark Tate,
but even Mark Tate will text me. But Mark certainly,
because yeah. I know he should.
It's his building.
Yeah, but also
he owns it.
Like also Mark Tate knows how to do. Like if Tate would come by, he'd text Blitz and say, "Hey he man, would.
Yep."
And Tate would just sneak on in, and I wouldn't even fucking know it. Next thing you know, there's Don Imus over there with his fucking Leif Garrett haircut
and Precision John. I talked to him the other day, so I knew he was coming by.
Yeah, Precision John.
They sent a courtesy text,
but yep. But like again. And so, like, I just, Tuttle couldn't fucking roll up in here, no. Like, it's, like, you know, even my mom, like, if my mom came unannounced, like, I would be irritated. Like, I don't want
you'd let your mom in here, come on.
I let would. Her, but he's saying he'd be irritated.
Yeah. I would, but, like today, for instance.
Hold on. Nobody should show up here unannounced. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, but secondly, like today, for instance, today. Everybody knows you guys work with me. You've been here. Anna, is it not safe to say that between you, Lummi, Blitz, and my son, that somebody has seen me every second since the show started?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I never walked outside today.
No.
I have not.
Outside of the studio. No.
I get didn't in, make pee-pee one time.
I know. I didn't pee-pee. I didn't even pee-pee one time.
No,
today.
No.
No, nothing.
You usually don't.
I usually don't.
Nope. Every once in a while, yeah.
Like, but because I'm lasered in on my shit here,
mm-hmm.
trying to get my shit together, doing stuff, slating the show, writing stuff, you know, managing this show, and everybody knows that it's a whole lot different to sit where I'm sitting than like. Fuck, I would love to put Anna up here one time, and I get to be a co-host. I fucking love that.
She's been.
It's happened for like a segment when you.
But she's hosted the show a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stressful.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, you know, it's a different mindset. You got to laser lock in. Mm-hmm. You can't be distracted. And everybody here, to their credit, knows to leave me the fuck alone.
Mm-hmm.
Even my son. Knows to leave me the fuck alone when I'm, you know, driving that when I'm steering when I'm flying this airplane. Oh, yeah. Don't fuck with me.
I mean, our number one job is to try to keep things off your plate,
right?
Especially during the show.
So I don't even know. It's oh yeah. So like, I hope Reggie doesn't hear this, but and Reggie Roundtree, one of my most dearest friends shows up at the gate today. He's like, "Hey, man, what?" And I'm like, "Reggie, I can't. Like, I'm fucking. I'm in the weeds, bud."
Yeah.
So like, please don't ever just show up. Fucking Sumo, Larry Plumber, they all would give me a courtesy.
Yeah, like I said, they're
now,
like,
Sumo wouldn't accept no for an answer. He'll boss hog his way in here with an airsoft.
Even the people that you said, like Tom Bean and the Yakuza and stuff, like, they should still send a text and said, "Hey, you know, I'm if nothing else, I'm going to be there."
Right.
Like, and if not, not even an ask.
And if Tom Bean shows up here unannounced, there's some shit going on.
I know.
Like, if I turned there around and I saw that motherfucker, I would just
standing there without knowing he was going to be there.
Yeah, and he was just standing there with, and he always has his arms crossed when he's fucking full hot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've been with Tom since '96.
Hold on.
If I turned around and he saw him over there, I would just say, I'd literally just turn my motherfucking mic off and be like, "See,
I gotta go.
See you later. Gotta go."
Yep. But hold on. He worked in this building. His office was in this building, and you hated when he would just show up downstairs.
Yeah.
You're like, "Tom, what are you doing here?"
You know what? Tom loves his new building. Like, his new, it's amazing because Tom's new office, his personal office, is the old studio.
Yeah, his office is the entire old studio.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
Yeah. And every time I have a meeting over there, I'm like, "Man, if these walls could talk."
Mm-hmm.
What would they say?
Oh, they would say, "I've been squirted on. I've been fucking shit on. I've been fucked on. I've been throat fucked, face fucked, ass fucked."
Yeah.
Wow.
That's just the beginning.
Shocked my puss, shocked my balls, sucked chocolate dick.
Yeah.
All that. Hmm. Anna, we used to get chocolate dick molds. We get dicks. We get chocolate made into dicks and then make the guys eat them.
I had to make breast milk ice cream.
Breast milk ice cream.
Lummy, would you eat a chocolate dick? Like, what's the big deal? It's a fucking chocolate dick. You're not eating a dick. You're eating a piece of chocolate. What's the big deal?
You have to eat it all, like, you know.
Well, the one time was a little weird, but
the rest of it was all right. Just the one time was weird.
No, I'm saying the one time how it was.
So anyway,
is it cream filled?
Please, nobody show up here unannounced, okay? It's just like my real fucking pet peeve. I have several pet peeves, but when I'm in radio guy mode, oh, I'm a fucking handful.
And people should know that. I don't understand how they don't. They know that
all the radio guys you've worked with, am I the most high-strung fuck when it comes to being on the air, like, particular-wise? Because I got to think that, like, the guys you've worked with, they might be pretty laid back, and I'd be like, yeah, whatever the fuck, come on in. Or am I just a dick when it comes to that? You can answer it honestly, please.
I'm trying to think. Johnny wasn't, but I feel like nobody was coming to visit us often, you know?
Right. But like once they get laser locked and they're doing their show, you know how many idiosyncrasies I have? Like, don't talk to me. Don't look at me. You know.
I remember Drew because I worked with Drew quite a bit. He did not like guests after a certain point.
He's a true talent. He's so the only
he just
talent
said,
left
hey,
over
like,
there.
Okay, like whatever guest that he invited and was planned, once the segment or two was over, it was like time to go.
Yeah.
And one time I was like a guest on the show when I first started, and I think Seth or someone came up to me and was like, "Yeah, you got it. Let's go. You're out of here." I'm like, "What? Thought I was singing the whole show." He's like, "Nope, get out of here." I'm like, "Okay."
Yeah. Well, Brent used to book too many guests. Like, he'd have two, like two guests, like call ins, and I'd be like, "Brent, motherfucker, I don't want two guests. I only want one, if any."
Yes. I typically don't even like guests. Yeah.
I like my own. I got enough shit about myself and the people that work with me and all drama. I don't need a fucking guest. In fact, sometimes when I have guests, I'm like, ugh.
Especially when it's like a nobody who's written like one book and they're trying to pump, you know, how do you measure ice in the snow?
Or some fucking guy that's appearing at fucking Side Splitters this weekend
that's nobody.
Of. Yeah. Now listen,
Jim Brewer,
not Jim Brewer, and not anybody.
Guests are cool.
I'm not going to have a no name motherfucker.
No, right. I've never known you
unless I'm fucking with them, like the doctor on this Friday.
Right.
But you know, like, what was so cool? Rachel was listening to jazz last night, the night before, and all of a sudden, Mindy Abar came on.
Abar.
Did she start rubbing her snout?
No, I was just like, I met that bitch. And that was cool.
Her and her boyfriend, they're not going to last. That's why I'm going to come rolling in.
Yeah.
Pre-approved.
Well, I got some news.
What?
You know, I was just given the green light.
And I'm looking good, too.
I was just given the green light to say that I can talk about it if it comes up.
What happened?
But Rachel and her boyfriend broke up.
Look, I'm so happy.
I'm I just wanted to let her know I'm fucking her.
You should text her that.
Yeah, I'm going to text her that right now. I just want to let you. You don't know. You don't know it yet, but I'm fucking.
Yeah, you don't know the floodgates you just opened up.
Oh shit!
Poor guy.
Wow.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. Hold on, you don't know what happened. You don't know what to do.
Poor guy. Hold on. I'm gonna text her and I'm gonna say you don't even know it yet, but I'm fucking you. How should I say it? I think that's pretty good, don't you
think?
Yeah,
you should say it just like that.
Hold on, let me see.
Put again.
No, I can't put again.
Oh, because you guys weren't fucking before?
No.
Oh.
No, I wish. I mean, I jacked off to her.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Is her last? Is it?
Don't. I wouldn't say.
Don't say it.
Yeah, yeah. Don't say that.
Whoppy bop double bop.
Yeah.
Jesus.
No, what the fuck? Whoppy double bop. What the fuck? Nobody knows. I want to make sure that I send it to the right.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. Yes, you got it.
You sure?
Yes.
All right. I don't know that you know up.
I know what you're saying. I know enough.
I don't know if you know. But I'm fucking you.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Should I put an LOL? If I put an LOL, it almost insulates you, don't you think?
Yeah, it does.
But then then she doesn't think you're serious.
Oh.
Let's.
Because you're serious.
Anna, I need. Okay. Anna.
Oh, no, this is going to happen.
Anna, like, you got to help me. Like, Anna, help me out here. Okay,
okay, okay.
I'd help you out if it was Jimmy
Cleavis.
Yeah. All right. I've not sent it yet. I've not hit send, okay?
I feel like you should say something along the lines of, like, I'm sorry to hear about the breakup, but good news is you're fucking me.
Get right to it.
No.
Hold on.
I don't know if you know.
You get right to it. Wait, waste time.
Hold on. Here's what I got so far. We're going to search. I haven't hit send yet, Anna. Don't act like somebody just pissed on your fucking face.
Whoa.
You're acting all poopy pants here, Anna. I'm going to go with your direction. Let me just tell you what I got so far.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but I'm going to fuck you. Now, see, I think that's about as
now,
Bubba as
now,
it
did
get.
You put any punctuation at the end?
Yeah, I just put an exclamation
point. Okay,
there
we
Bubba go.
That's
all day long.
Yeah. I don't know if you know, comma.
Oh, good. Use comma.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. I don't know if you know, comma, but I'm going to fuck you. Exclamation point.
Okay.
Now that Johnny fucking hockey, you know, bad teeth and old face. Now that Johnny old face is gone.
Right.
Now that Johnny old face is gone,
yeah,
I'm fucking you.
Uh-huh.
Now, see, Anna, that puts a little bit of a comedic spin on it. But
right.
It also, I mean, Anna, can you, Anna, I need your help, please.
Why don't remind her about the bad times.
Now that Johnny old face is gone, I'm going to fuck you. Help me, please, Anna.
This was all Anna's idea, too. And hey, put in there, this was Anna's idea.
No.
Yeah.
Anna told me to. Anna
begged me to send
Anna
this.
Anna said that there was a green light to send
Anna
the text.
Anna told me to text. Anna told me to text you now that Johnny Oldface is gone.
Perfect.
And then it says, I'm going to fuck you.
No, dot, dot, dot. I used to do that every time.
Hold on here. Yeah, I'll put some dots in here, but hold on.
You know what those are called?
What? Periods?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. Anna told me to text you now that Johnny Oldface is gone. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck you. Bubba. Anna, yes, no, but do I put Johnny Oldface in there, or is that going to fucking, you know, is that going to maybe, like, maybe think her that, you know, she was dating an old, you know, like.
Yeah,
you know.
But maybe take that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Anna said to.
Yeah.
It was Anna's idea.
She's the one who calls him it.
Now that Johnny Hockey fucking head.
Hockey head. That's nice. That's
Johnny,
better.
Yeah, not a Johnny Hockey head.
Fucking Johnny Hockey Stick.
Johnny Hockey head. Yeah, no, Johnny Hockey Stick. I like that better, yeah. Hold on here. All right, here it is so far, Anna. Again, this is a work in progress.
Right. We're drafting this together.
Anna told me to text you now that Johnny Hockey Stick is gone.
Yep.
Hold on. Johnny Hockey Stick is Gonsville. Is gone. Dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fuck you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anna told me to text you now that Johnny Hockey Stick is gone. I'm going to fuck you.
Yeah, that's good.
Pre-approved.
Right. That's perfect.
Anna, what are you thinking before I hit that?
I'm thinking a lot of things in my little peanut head.
You are?
Yeah.
Well,
I know what she's thinking.
How
Whoops,
many...
I shouldn't have said this.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
now,
too
Anna,
late.
There is also a point where I don't send her nothing.
No, you got to send her something.
No, Blitz, shut the fuck up. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to her right now. Jesus, Blitz, shut the fuck up. Jesus. Say it, Anna. Blitz, shut the fuck up.
Blitz, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Where's that stun gun at?
No
oh, shit, you have it.
Anna,
I have the mace, though.
But I got your back. I can
Thank
call
you.
Him off at any time.
Thank you.
So, now listen. By the way, Blitz, I know you. I know what's going on. It's all I'm going to fucking say is I know what fucking happened this weekend.
What happened this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't
even
know.
Better get those fucking Jacksonville pictures back or I'm going to start yapping
Hold on.
My mouth.
I don't even know what happened this weekend.
Oh, yes, you do.
Came to my party Saturday.
Okie dokie. I know. I fucking know. And you're going to play Johnny fucking, ooh, I don't know what you're talking about. And you'll fucking lie to me. But I know, buddy. Just like when I try to lie to you. You know. You know.
What?
You know about shit.
Hold on. Text me what you think happened this
weekend. No. That just builds you a defense. I'm done playing those games, giving you a heads up on how to be defensive. Mm-mm. No way. I know what happened. Motherfucker.
I want to know what happened this weekend.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever. I got you, buddy. I fucking got you.
You have proof?
Motherfucker, Blitz, don't you know that we know each other so well?
Yeah, but
we're so observant.
I'm 1,000% honest on Tyler's eyes, as you like to say. I did nothing this weekend.
Oh, no, you did something.
Hey, you hung out with me.
Yeah, I was at Lummi's party on Saturday.
Okay. That's something.
Are you going to say that you didn't do anything with any girl this weekend?
Nothing at all.
With anything?
Nothing. With anyone, anything.
You're a liar.
What kind of info do you have?
Yeah,
I'm not saying a thing.
I swear on Tyler's eyes.
Tyler, can you still see?
Tyler, can you still see? Stop.
Yep, Tyler's still seeing, I think.
Is he? We're just going to stop it right there. It'll just ruin a friendship.
Oh, no.
What?
Because he knows I know.
Carlos, he didn't peg me at the party.
So anyway, Anna.
I got with Lummi over the
Anna,
weekend.
Yeah.
You have the ability to say, don't send that or send it. Or like, Anna,
yeah.
Listen, I don't have, I mean, like, she knows I want to fuck her.
And she is okay with people knowing because it happened a while ago.
What do you mean?
And she...
Like, she's okay with knowing that I want
to... It's been about 3 weeks now.
What do you mean? Hold on. Is she okay with people knowing that I want to fuck her or that they broke up?
That they broke up.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the other part. But she knows I want to fuck her, right?
Yeah, she's aware of that.
And I think that there's a certain amount of inquisitiveness. I think that she's like...
Curiosity?
Kinda, yeah, I think that she's like, man, that fucking old-timer talks, you know, a good fucking
big game.
And all this bullshit.
Yeah.
And I know that he's not the most, you know, in-shape, attractive guy that I could possibly be with, but there's a little bit of my imagination here that, you know, fuck, I like Bubba's swagger. You know, like, there is an attraction there. Like, I'm just telling you, we are kind of attracted
you
to each other.
You do have, like, a gravitational pull about you.
Yeah, well, not just about me, but about us. Like, I can just feel it.
Yeah, okay.
You got tension. I can feel the awkwardness when we're around
okay.
each other. Yeah.
All right. That sexual tension.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, and like, nobody would have to know. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No. No one has to
like,
know.
Like, we don't have to date or...
No.
Anything. Like, just to try me out one time.
And
it's
you
just
like to be
but,
private.
Yeah, very private.
Right.
Very private.
Mm-hmm. So.
And like, you know, like, it'd have to be, like, very private.
Oh, of course.
You know, like, everybody here, it's just a lot of people
yeah,
that
hush,
you need
hush.
To be out of town and shit.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm just saying. And so, that being said, I think I have a chance. But don't just blow smoke up my ass
I'm not
and
blowing
tell
smoke.
Me, like, I need you to hit me hard with the truth here. Like, if I'm looking stupid here, protect me, please.
Yeah, of course.
Means.
I think that you probably want to wait, like, a month.
What?
Just because shit's...
Blitz, you know what the fuck she's trying to make me do? She's trying to get me forget about
it. Of course.
No,
because she got
no,
the fucking bitch.
No,
her,
I can't say
bitch,
anything, but I say send the fucking text.
The bitch got uh-huh. herself in over her fucking head.
What does Lummi
I called
think?
Her fucking bluff.
Send the fucking text.
Lummi's an undercover genius here.
What's Jesus think?
Jesus says send it, Daddy.
Jesus, what do you say?
I say you send it.
Yeah,
oh,
see?
Oh,
send it, Daddy.
Send it, Daddy.
Daddy, send it.
Three for three, Bubba.
Say it, Tyler.
I'm not going
to
say that.
You can say it.
Tyler wants to say, don't be a bitch, Bubba.
Don't be a bitch, Daddy. Send it. You can say it, Tyler.
Don't be a bitch, Daddy.
Oh, you're fired.
So, Anna, the general consensus is.
Yeah, they full send.
They also want me to look like a fucking dumbass, too.
I want you to get some puss.
Now, could I say to her, please, like eighth grade shit, this, I'm throwing some more humor in here.
Okay. Humor is good.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Thank you. Tell Anna yes or no.
Oh, like the note passing thing? Check yes,
yeah.
Check no?
Please tell Anna the answer.
Okay.
Hold on. Please tell Anna the answer. ASAP.
Can you read the whole thing?
Yes, I haven't sent it yet. It's a work in progress. Okay, babe.
Right.
Here we go. Anna told me to text you now that Johnny Hockey Stick is gone. I'm going to fuck you. Pre-approved. Please tell Anna the answer ASAP.
What do you mean by pre-approved?
I don't know. Like, you know, everybody's just cool with it.
Yeah.
Take that out, you think?
I just don't.
Anna said it was all right.
Yeah, like you ain't got a problem with it, do you? Do you got a
Mickey
problem?
Mickey peeled a thousand bits.
Do you got a problem?
Bubba rolled up in your crib there.
Do you got a problem? I'd probably have her. Well, I'd probably get a hotel room, probably, to be honest.
Oh.
You don't want to hang out with me and the cats?
No, I would even say, hey, Reagan, let's just get a fucking hotel room.
Right, the Ramada.
Yeah, wherever. But you can get it. You feel a little naughtier there because you know what you're there for. Like, I'm not there to fucking, you know, look at her cats or worry about a roommate.
Do you think you would take her to Madeira Beach?
No.
Would you take her to Longhorn?
No, we don't need to do any of that shit.
Oh, this is just straight fucking.
He's just going jet skiing.
Yeah, you want a jet ski? Let me fucking put a life vest
on. I think she's looking for a life partner.
See, God damn it, Anna. That's what she knows that's not what the deal is.
That's not
is.
On the table.
Fucking A, you're cock blocking me, bitch.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know what they're saying,
ho. You should be in there saying, hey, Rachel, I know he's old, but fuck, I mean, wouldn't you just want, I mean, he talks all
Plus,
that shit.
Have you seen his fucking biceps lately?
Plus, he's, I mean, well,
he's looking good. Yeah. His hair's on point.
Don't have to fucking tube. She knows what I'm all about.
Resign in Charleston for a year.
Do you think Anna could be a good hype girl for you?
Hell yeah, I'm a good hype girl.
I think you need someone else.
I'm a good wing woman.
I'm going to be Reagan, and you're going to talk me into.
Lick the balls, Reagan.
Okay.
He likes his balls tugged on.
Yes, Anna, what do you want to talk to me about?
Bubba's balls.
She
likes his balls tugged on, Reagan.
I mean, am I lying?
Listen.
He hasn't just
nobody's trying to sneak around. Nobody's trying to do anything illicit here.
Yeah.
We're not life partners. You know, you listen. Everybody, you thought you were going to be a life partner ended up fucking, you know, like, look at Johnny fucking old face. You thought, I mean, you met his parents and all kinds of bullshit. Went lobstering and fucking all this bullshit hockeying and fucking traveled halfway across America to follow his bullshit intramural hockey league. You thought all that shit was going to work and it didn't. So why not just fuck?
And you know what they say, the best way to get over a guy is get under another one.
Nikki Peeled 5,000 bits.
She's going to have to get on top of me. I like to be ridden out a little. It's a little bit, you know, gets a little, I get a little heavy when I'm on top.
Yeah.
She's ran a half marathon, so she's got good legs.
Yeah, she got good legs.
Yeah, she just ran a half marathon.
You want to train quads? Fuck me.
You even put the .. in there.
Yeah, fuck me. So, Anna,
yeah,
like, for real, don't you even kind of want to, like, make it, don't you want it to happen? You know how I want,
connection?
You know how we all want you to fuck Blitz. Like, you know that. We all
want. Oh, I know.
I mean, we're all pulling for it.
Everybody is.
We're deep down. We're pulling for you.
Yeah.
And if you guys would fuck, I'd be like, great. How was it? Tell me all about it.
Right.
Like, you know.
See, that's what I want to do is fucking talk about it.
But, like, with Reagan. With Reagan, it could just be like, okay, we go do it.
Thing.
We go do it. And I wouldn't even say, like, I wouldn't even get on the air and say that we did it. Like, it wouldn't
you
be.
You would keep it private?
Absolutely.
Pinky swear?
On Tyler's motherfucking eyeballs.
Okay. That's fair.
So I wouldn't
this
say.
This is going to be so blind before we know it. Jesus Christ. Everyone's betting everything against Tyler's eyeballs, man. This guy's going to be so blind.
He already had a detached retina in his fucking race. No, but, like, Anna, not to be publicly discussed, but just to happen, and you know, and it can insinuate that it happened. I've fucked other chicks.
What if she wants you to talk about it?
And people, well, then I would. then I would. But I mean, it would be completely her call as to whether she, you know, we would even hint towards it or just never talk about it.
Okay.
But Anna, you would know, of course. She would.
Oh yeah, and I can keep a secret.
She'd privately be like, you know, let me tell you about fucking Bob.
Oh yeah, I mean, I kept this out of the, you know, out of the show for a while. I can keep a secret.
Right.
Because she asked me to. She's like, I don't want people reaching out to me. I don't want anything. And that was right when it happened. I said, of course, I won't say anything.
I know, but you...
And then this weekend, she was like, you know, if it comes up, green light, motherfucker.
But hold on. You know, hold on. You know I've been sniffing around a little bit, too. I had a feeling, did I not?
You did. You mentioned her a couple times.
I niffed it out.
You did. You mentioned her a couple times, and I just kind of, like, let it slide. Even though they were broken up. But when you mentioned it this time, I was like,
yeah,
well, I'm going to tell
him. So now she said, let it rip.
She said, let it rip. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, Anna.
That's like a pass for you, Bubba.
Because it's over.
Bubba, here's the deal.
She didn't want it. And she, listen, she doesn't need a relationship. She just needs to fuck.
Yeah.
She's a very sexual person.
She said, let it rip because she wants you to know so you can go over there and fuck her.
Yeah.
Listen,
she wants to see that.
No, that's what she's looking for.
Don't put the disrespectful F.
No. That's what she wants.
She wants to come over and
have
sex.
You think she wants me to chicken wing her?
It's obvious.
Oh, yeah.
Gorilla. She wants the gorilla.
She wants me to take it.
Yeah.
She knows. She likes it rough.
Yeah, she wants you to take it.
I'm rough, Anna. I'm not.
I know you are. I can't imagine you're a gentle lover.
I can be.
Except with Dan.
I can be.
Put her head right through the wall.
Buffalo stance.
I can be gentle, but I also can be very rough.
She wants to get choked.
I feel like you're more gentle with your male partners.
Would you quit saying that? My son listens to
the
show.
Yeah,
geez,
Anna.
I'm fucking Dan and shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't put that on Bubba.
Tyler, do you think your dad's fucking Dan?
No. Tyler, don't even.
Come on, what business are we in?
We're in the show business.
Do you think?
Tyler, you don't think I'm having sex with Dr. Diaco, do you?
No.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
I don't think.
It's even. I
would hope not.
It's uncomfortable to even talk about. You're exactly right, Tyler. Good answer. Keep an
he calls
you
Mucky.
Keep an eye on your eyesight.
Keep an eye on your eyesight.
Because we all got bets against your eyeballs, motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm screwed.
You are. See you later. Hey, Anna. Anna, I think I got to send that shit.
Send it.
Okay, to Reagan.
Can we ask the 7th man a poll?
Hold on. Anna told me to text you now that Johnny Hockey Stick is gone. ... I'm going to fuck you. Pre-approved. Please tell Anna the answer ASAP. Now, Anna, that's completely funny as fuck. Now, and it can be, you know, or she gets it. You're obviously going to see her today.
Yeah.
You obviously are going to talk about this.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and you're
going to
tell her, like, I think Bubba's for fucking real.
I know you're for real.
And then you should pump me up.
Like, I always do.
Yeah, but like.
I'm sure he's got some moves. He's experienced. He's fun. He likes it rough. He likes naughty, dirty stuff. He likes filthy, nasty stuff.
There's your hype woman, Bubba.
I think deep down she kind of does too. And if
she does.
If she hasn't had that, she's the kind of dirty Cleveland girl that wants it.
Yep.
Those Cleveland girls, they don't want it vanilla.
Yeah, Cleveland rocks.
Yeah, they don't call it fucking Cleveland steamers for nothing.
Exactly. That's what she's looking for.
Oh. You think about
steamers?
A Cleveland steamer is one of the dirtiest things you can do. Mm-hmm. And it's not named after Milwaukee now, is it?
No.
It's named after motherfucking Cleveland because from Cleveland, people from Cleveland like to get they're filthies. Ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
She wants it from an old timer. All right, Anna.
Yeah, they like to be shit on their chest.
Now, see, I was just going to go with a mild choke out with a little breath deprivation.
Well, that's not a Cleveland steamer.
Yeah, I'm not going to give a Cleveland. I don't like Cleveland steamers, and I don't want to do one.
Imagine that log on top of
it. Especially with those poop pills.
They didn't call it a Milwaukee steamer. They called it a Cleveland steamer because girls from Cleveland like to get crazy.
Yeah, they don't call it a Cleveland colon blow.
Yeah, they don't call it a fucking, you know, a Grand Rapids steamer. No, right. They call it a Cleveland steamer because girls from Cleveland are fucking filthy.
Yeah, they like shit on their chest.
Like cables.
Big logs.
So,
chocolate S all over her chest.
And what do you think Rachel needs more than anything right now?
A chocolate S on the chest.
She doesn't need a chocolate S on the
piles.
Chest. She needs
a jet
ski
ride. She doesn't need some guy
brain.
To want, she doesn't need some guy to fall in love and take her to fuck back.
No, she's not ready for that yet.
Get back on that. You know what she does need though? A fuck.
She needs to go fucking.
No, for real.
A good reaming. A good reaming out of that pussy.
And here's
a good pussy reaming.
Anna, that's not me saying that at all.
I know,
okay,
I know it's not.
Listen.
I'm trying to make you look better.
I am. Listen to me. And so, she's hot and shit. And so any dude that she meets, they're all going to want to fucking be love story, take you to my parents, fucking relationship.
Get baptized.
Yeah, all that
baptized.
Bullshit.
God damn, Rachel. You got baptized. You could take some dick.
Yeah. Right. Take like, Bubba's dick.
The shit that you did for Johnny Oldface. What the fuck?
Take some Bubba
and
dick.
Look what the fuck.
Pussy.
You know what? You're getting less out of him. I mean, you're going to.
Bubba will make you scream, oh my God.
I guarantee you that Johnny Hockey Stick never made her squirt.
Nope.
No way.
I bet you can get her some Diacos, too.
Yeah.
You want? Exactly. Yeah. You know what? There you go, Anna. She wants some titties.
She might go for that.
Yeah. You want some titties?
Chico 2213 in the D6D.
And Bubba's clipped. So he can.
Yeah, I can fuck.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
He can fucking drop his load inside of her.
And Anna, I get my blood tested every 120 days.
I know, because the platelets.
Would you not? You would have tricked. You can see. I got.
Yes, I can see the track marks. Sorry.
I mean, I'm everything that she needs right now.
Yeah.
She needs.
She doesn't need anything else.
If she just needs straight good dick.
Yep.
Bubba's the man.
Unattached, not fucking emotionally involved.
So there's no chance that you can even go on a few dates with her.
Dating. She doesn't need that. She wants to get fucked down. She wants to fucking squirt all over her bedroom.
Yeah.
The hotel room they go to.
Hit the fucking ceiling with the squirts.
No, I mean, we could go to dinner, I guess. I might take a few people with me.
What?
I might have, a couple people. I mean, if I go to dinner, I'll take a couple chicks.
Oh. At once?
Yeah, who cares?
Pimp?
I'll run two.
Bubba Bilzerian.
I'll do two.
She might care, though.
I think she's looking just for, just one dude.
Well, that's not what's
going
to, like, with me.
Will you go to church with her?
Yeah, no. Fuck no, I ain't going to church.
She likes going to church.
She can praise that dick.
I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll meet her in a hotel after fucking church.
Yeah.
She can wonder why she was praying to fucking someone.
Give her something to repent for the following week.
After service special.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, Anna, should I? I think, Anna, listen, we've been sitting here. Mm-hmm. If I wonder if I should send this. I think I should send.
Everyone all the seventh man
Anna,
said, you're a pussy if you don't send it, Bubba.
Send it.
Anna told me to text you now that Johnny Hockey Stick is gone. I'm going to fuck you. Pre-approved. Please tell Anna the answer. ASAP.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's it.
Boom. Sent it.
Boom.
I'm waiting for delivered.
Oh.
Hadn't said red yet, but I think delivered means.
I don't think most people don't have it on red.
All right. Well, then she got it.
She doesn't have it on red.
She's looking at it right now. Anna told me to text you now that Johnny Hockey Stick is gone. I'm going to fuck you. Pre-approved.
Why is she a gay man?
Please tell Anna the answer.
Sounds like Jalen.
Why do I need to tell Anna the answer when I can just tell you right now? Absolutely. Boy, what if she came back with that?
Oh, the show's over. You're going home. We fuck the content. fuck the whole CD thing we got going on.
She'd probably fucking call my bluff and I'd be like, I don't fucking know. I don't know if I can really work this out or not. I talk a lot of shit, but I don't know if I can really get it done or not. Fuck. Mm-hmm. How are we going to do this? Fuck it. I'm going to get in trouble. All right, well, I'm like a little bitch here checking my phone.
Oh, no.
Nonstop. I'm like a little bitch.
Did she reply? Did she reply?
And there's no dots or nothing. She's not writing. No dots.
Oh, no.
She's at work right now, so
Anna
just
told
FYI.
Me to text you now that Johnny Hockey Stick
is
gone.
Oh, reading it?
I'm going to fuck you. Pre-approved. Please tell. Like, pre-approved means, like, we were kind of, we were, like, kind of flirting around a little bit.
Of course.
We don't have to go through that. You don't have to know.
Yeah.
Like, you know me.
Yeah, we know each other. We're friends.
You know me. I know you.
Enough of the chit-chat. Get down to fucking.
Enough of the chit-chat. Spread your legs and let me make you fucking squirt like a sea.
Exactly.
Let me, like, I'll make you shiver like a dog shitting a peach seed.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Think about it. I'll make you shiver like a dog shitting a peach seed. Mm-hmm. When a dog's shitting out a peach seed, he's really fucking.
And she's from Cleveland. She knows what that means.
Tearing his shit up. Those peach seeds are coarse and pitted.
Yeah, they are.
Peach seeds?
I'll make you shiver like a dog shitting out a peach seed.
Yeah.
Say it again, Anna.
I'll make you quiver like a dog shitting out a peach seed.
Yeah, see, Anna needs to hear those words. That would be the fun. Yeah.
Yep.
You think that much?
She likes the dog shit talking bit, I bet.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, here we go. We got a fucking
Reagan?
Our expert. No, even better. Oh, he's gone.
Hello?
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, that's what Reagan needs, to fuck a fat fuck.
Now, see, Gary.
Oh, that's mean to poor Bubba.
Bubba's on your side.
I even ruled for you saying there's no more pre-snipings of Gary or nothing. I've always been like that. Come on. Now you're getting personal. Do I get personal with you, Gary? You know what? When Gary's sorry. Yeah,
he obviously ate a peach seed.
You know what? And God bless him.
God bless him.
The real Ford of Stanley, 10,000 bits. Gary must have seen it. He's solid,
So we have the parody of the year competition we're supposed to be doing here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how we're going to do this. Like, is it like I don't know how we're going to do it. Like, head to head competition, it's three people. Mm-hmm. So I don't even really know how we're going to do it. All right, we got the first song is Crypto Boy. Blitz, do we play all five of them from each?
Do we vote on who has our top five?
Like, how do we do this? Okay. Like, I need some direction, and I'm looking for a return text.
How about this? How about we listen to the five, pick the best one?
What?
Oh. What happened?
Well, she must have texted.
She texted me back.
What happened?
Oh, no.
It's exactly what it is.
Anna, what do you got over there?
Nothing.
Are you on your phone, Anna?
No.
Yeah, Bubba, Anna's getting texted.
Anna's on her phone.
LOL, the answer, sorry, Bubba, is a no.
Oh. Whoa.
Anna, did you get a text?
No.
You're lying, bitch. You got one. Probably says, tell Bubba to fucking leave me alone.
No.
What did it say?
Well, I
tell Bubba no?
No, I,
What?
I sent her just like a little text a few minutes ago.
Oh, you pre-text her!
Oh! What did you say?
There's your hype woman!
What'd you say?
Said, beware, Bubba, text incoming. Oh. Just trying to let her know.
Yeah, let her know in a cautionary type way, not in a fucking, hey, be looking for a text from my boss. He's so cool, yay. No, be fucking. Oh. I should say, fuck you, bitch.
Oh, to me or to her?
To her.
No, don't be nice.
Oh, okay. I was so tempted.
Just reminder, this was all Anna's idea.
Okay. Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. I knew this was a bad idea.
Yeah. Anna put me up to it.
Everyone in chat saying that Anna's a cock blocker.
Yeah, Anna was.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
The one that started all this.
Oh, Anna, you started it and then you pre-text her?
Yeah.
Hold on. I said... I knew this.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It was a bad idea. I told Anna it was stupid, but she insisted.
Yep.
Fucking bitch. See you later, fucking bitch. Go back to Johnny Oldface.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Go back to the guy who looks as old as me, but is really not as old as me.
Right.
Are you writing that?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Ha! What am I playing here?
So here's what I was going to say, Bubba.
Yeah, help me out.
Okay, so how about this? How about we listen to the five, we pick the best one of those five of each people, and then we put those three, we vote.
So we pick the best of each guy's,
yep.
And then we vote. All right, yep. So this is Carlos, okay?
All right, I'm going to write it.
Are we going to have a final vote at the end of who did the best out of all of them?
No, out of the three that we pick.
Yeah.
We'll vote on those three.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm saying is,
and
we'll pick one.
I can put a chat vote up too. And
we'll pick one from John, one from Carlos, and one from Dark Match.
Yes. Okay.
And say which one of this is Song of the Year, right?
Yep.
Crypto boy, you gotta invest and then 10 times it from left to right. Oh. Crypto boy up in the show, he make money grow to more.
Now I was really fooling myself there for a minute. Now I'm back down to life.
Why'd you call him crypto boy? That stupid man lummy. Now lummy. You call him crypto lummy. You call him crypto lummy.
Sorry, Reagan.
Call him crypto boy. Stupid man on the show now. Come on, lummy. Show respect. This is Kevin Hayeslet. Can't just call him crypto boy and then chug.
All right, so we're listening to Carlos Mandinko's five. And the seventh man needs to give me some indicator as well now.
Why lummy? Call him crypto boy. You call him crypto boy. You call him crypto boy. Kevin's law. Show respect. Crypto boy up in the show. His sons take over the world. 10 houses.
See, so I don't think we have to play them all. I think you can get the general idea, don't you think?
Yeah.
You mean we have to play them all, just not all the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we know them.
Yeah, so number one.
Because a couple are like 3-4 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Number one's, now we're judging Carlos now, so I need everybody here to listen to all five. Master of Lummy.
Carlos, please do one more song about this dog fight. It's just too funny. Just one more. Ready, Carlos? Go. Dangerous dog play. Lummy's man nurse was gay. He needs facial reconstruction. Stockholm now in fear. Lummy's lost his beard. Shaved it off to be a gimmick. Taste of Lummy's face.
This is Master of Lummy.
Now he's wanting more. Dedicated to that dog's biting you. Stitch me up faster. Now who's the master? Dumber than Gene Lasker. Fletcher's the master. Master. Master of Lummix. He's biting your cheek.
All right, so that's Master of Lummy. Okay. I don't know so far between the two.
Oh, between the two, I like Crypto Boy.
All right, me too, so far.
Yep.
That's what we'll do. So far, so Crypto Boy beats out Master of Lummy, okay?
Yep.
So far, it's still Crypto Boy, okay? That's how we'll do it. Okay.
May I have your...
The real slim Carlos.
Attention, please.
Nah.
May I have your attention, please? Will the real parody writers please stand up? I repeat, no jobbers. Will the real parody writers please
Doug
stand up?
Steve.
Yeah, we're gonna have a problem
the
here.
The real John from Naples.
Hey, y'all act like you never heard auto-tune before. Jaws on the floor like B-Fud of Song just walked in the studio doing. His new song was even worse than before. First recording in a dragged out Camry, it sucks. Then the real John from Naples said, nothing, you idiot. You re-record your song to teach you a lesson, you dumb shit. Your production value here sucks, donkey dick. Wiki, 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 baby Daniel who? No
one cares who you are. Making piss poor jobber songs in the back of your stupid car. So turn off the auto-tune and take some vocal lessons. Don't quit your day job, I know it's a real McDonald's profession.
That's actually pretty good.
Actuality, yeah. Do you seriously stand by your work? Your mom twerks, tricks off clerks, so you can go to Twitch chat and lurk and go berserk. Your lyrics are lame, you're new to this game. You can't catch your breath and it all sounds the same. So take another smoke break and job out in your car. I'll bet you didn't think that we would take it this far. But your audio sucks, your voice is off key. No sense of rhythm, don't just take it from me. I'll tell you who's the real bitch. Your song was so bad it killed Twitch. Video shaking so bad, now we're in your head. And now you look like a snitch. Respect for elders is something you must have missed. Participation trophies make for a bunch of whiny little kids. Your mom's basement is full of them down there where you live. So take a little advice from me and quit before you're ahead. I am Carlos, yes, the real Carlos. All you other bad singers are pathetic jokes. So now the little young voices just give up. Your songs suck, you should give up.
Well, I don't know if this was between Crypto Boy and the real Slim Carlos.
Yeah.
Which one you got?
I'm still Crypto
Boy.
Still
Crypto
I like Crypto Boy.
Boy.
Yeah. I'm still with Crypto Boy, too. I'm still with Crypto Boy, too. All right, here's the fourth one by Carlos. So far, Carlos's best song is Crypto Boy. This is Phones in the Freezer.
Oh, shit, this is a good one, too.
Oh, yeah, this is a good... This will probably be
I think
Crypto
that I like this one the best.
I think this one's going to be Crypto Boy.
Yeah.
Nick D, I go on the air just the other day.
Yeah, this one for
goes
me.
Goes through the world in an unusual way. Cause there's diseases to cure, micro-robotics to make. Learn to speak Chinese before he graduates. And he got tickled too hard by Bubba as a kid. And he wants to be greater than you, Uncle Dan. More graduate degrees than you.
This is pretty fucking good.
That's the best one.
Yeah,
it has to
like
be.
This is God, like this be out. I'm telling you, this beats Crypto Boy.
Yep.
Yep.
And the phones are in the freezer in the carriage house. All the Diaco's voices are hushed way down. They do this when they got the heat from the feds. They all get together there.
This is so fucking good. This is so good.
And son, they do whatever Steven says.
Phones in the freezer. I'm saying over Crypto Boy. Anybody? Everybody else?
I agree.
Now, Bubba thinks he's got the Delta variant.
I'm still Crypto Boy.
Love me.
I'm a Crypto Boy.
You stupid fuck. Jesus.
This one.
There you go. There you go. He knows how pops went. Thank you. From South Africa. Can't understand him because of... So far, Carlos's song that makes it to the finals is going to be Phones in the Freezer. One more. Take a fillet. 1,000 Roses. Is this about...
I think it's about decap.
Decap.
Yeah. Everyone around me is getting thin. From Tuttle to Blitzkate. Even the caveman. So I'm going on a diet.
Oh, I know this. Yeah.
Here it is.
It's frozen in the freezer.
I can take a fillet of fish. And I can smash it all inside of this Big Mac. Just look at my bowl of sausages.
All right. Phones in the freezer makes it
yeah,
to the,
phones in the freezer.
Makes it to the finals. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's Carlos's submission. Now, John from Naples, his top five. The first one, is pretty strong. I played it today. We get fired in September. This is John from Naples' top five submissions. First one, Band from the Bone, which is pretty fucking good.
2014.
I have been fired.
One is from Indiana. The other one's from Israel. One is the finest white trash.
I mean, real. And if you listen to the lyrics, pretty damn good, too.
Yes.
The other one's looking for deals.
Question about money.
One came up in the 80s. One's a millennial. But one thing they have in common, they were both banned from the bone. Banned from the bone. Banned from the bone. Bubba was banned. Honda was banned. They were both banned from the bone. They broke 1,000 rules.
I'm the bad guy.
A couple lawsuits, too. They'll break 1,000 more. Now that one became two. One got banned for a sex tape. No. The other tweets on her phone.
Throwaway tweets.
The best thing.
Man, what good lyrics, man.
It's ever happened.
I like this one the best so far.
They were both banned from the bone. Banned from the bone.
All right, John from Naples, banned from the bone.
Okay.
It's going against Let It Eat. It really is.
alright. Bubba said it and he lived to regret it. Now he's nebulizing on the floor.
I'm
sick.
Picture this, he was laying buck naked, calling Dr. Denny on the phone.
I have to go to the hospital.
Why did I stop taking Dr. Dan's prophylactic tea? Now I'm laid up in my bed and watching Godfathers 2 and 3.
Oh, did you bring the COVID-19 in all your building? Infected Blitz.
This is pretty damn good, but I don't think it's better than Band of the Bone.
Ooh, let's listen to it a little
bit
longer.
But it's pretty damn good.
Hey, Anna, on the Pomeranian. But recent children get the vaccine with no complaining. Instead of super spread event, big I know why you're kidding. To be a true gorilla, drinking for a...
Man, our guys are good.
Yeah, I kind of like this one better.
We got three really, really good guys.
I'm straight. You're Indiana's finest and your hair is never great. You got the COVID-19 because the words that you say. The title to the song will always stuck up in your head.
You first said it on a Monday.
Letty.
You then said.
Oh, then uses my audio against me.
Said on Tuesday.
Letty.
You even said it that Wednesday.
Letty.
And even Thursday and Friday.
Letty.
Even the marks are feeling bolder.
Letty. All right. Is it Band from the Bone or Let It Eat? I still am Band from the Bone.
I think I like Band from the Bone.
Band from the Bone for you.
Yeah,
love
I
me
do.
Over to you.
Let It Eat.
Blitz.
Let It Eat.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Band from the Bone.
There you go. There you go. He knows how to work, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean,
Bubba's 50. Oh, this is good, too, though.
Yep.
On 50 ways on how I can get paid. This is pretty damn good.
I don't even know who I am.
I don't even. Blitz, it sucks, though, because Let It Eat is so good.
I know.
It is so good.
I don't even know who I am.
The BRN now has the ways to make the meme.
I need more of this stuff, guys.
It wasn't always like that. Bubba fights back. Listen carefully.
I lost my house.
He lived inside a 31-foot-long RV.
This is funny.
Because he was 50 days from going under.
And then I lost my building.
He used to wonder how to break it to Tom Bean. He and Blitz were gonna split rugged diamonds, now intervene. And he was down to help. Then Bubba got into his groove, and now there's many ways to keep it funded.
You don't pay my bills?
He's got different...
This is so well done, too, but I don't know if it beats Band from the Bone.
Ways to beat the number.
I'm getting back on top.
You got the TikTok. Upload to the gram, and on the wish he was a boy toy. Lummy is a dummy. Podcasting is a must, cause on radio you cannot cuss. Can't get on the Twitter feed, but YouTube is for free.
Whew, this is pretty good too. This is pretty good too.
Bubba's got his own whack pack. Dr. Danny is the man, and Babyface is a soy boy. Always getting toothy.
Oh, Otto, over to you for your vote. This first Band from the Bone.
This is great, but I think I just like the Band from the Bone
Facebook
song better.
It's about you, too.
The baby boom.
Lummy, over to you.
I'm going
to
go. I like 50
Twitch
ways.
Twitch has a chat room, but watch out for it.
Tyler, how about you?
50 ways.
50 ways. Oh. Blitz, over to you.
50 ways.
Oh, does that put the onus on me?
Yep.
Well... No, it doesn't.
No, it makes 50 Ways is the winner.
Yeah, it's the majority rule.
50 Ways is the winner, right?
Unless you overrule.
All right, so now it's 50 Ways versus Bubba's Trolls. 50 Ways versus Bubba's Trolls. Oh, I played this again today, too. That was...
The chat room turns fans into...
God, John, you are so good.
Timberlands, people clonk and talk.
What's John do for a living? Does anybody know?
Writes parodies, it sounds like.
Making Bubba realize the seventh man thinks they're calling the shots and drinks. So Iggy slaps him down and Blitz will shine a laser beam.
Which, by the way, Blitz, I don't think that when we go to the final three, we can have anything to do with it because the three parody guys will get mad. I think we got to throw it right to chat and let them determine it.
Okay.
I mean, well, I mean, I don't
I'm going to definitely put a poll up and we'll...
Okay.
Strongly support whatever they say.
Gary gets smacked up and Glory Hole gets backed up. Yeah, you can tell whose monthly sub is up.
This is how they troll. Oh,
I like this song.
The show.
They hang around, wait for something Larry
this
doer.
Is how they troll. Oh, one above the show.
They never sub but got their hands out. This is how they troll. They clunk when Anna's cool. They're taking all they can, never giving as a fan.
So this is how
All right, so 50 Ways versus Bubba Trolls. Love me over to you.
I'm going to go Bubba's Trolls.
Blitz.
Bubba's Trolls.
Well, this is how they troll when Twitch is
Jesus.
On a roll.
50 ways.
Bubba when they love
I'm saying 50 ways,
show.
Too.
I'm saying 50 ways.
Oh, 50 ways show. Makes it through. 50 ways makes it through. John from Naples, final submission. Dr. Dan's, was it defested?
Defeated Miguel.
Oh, my God, I'm on vacation with a broken phone.
Okay, this is when Dan flipped out on the phone.
Oh,
flight
yeah.
attendant.
Yeah.
Miguel.
A trans man named Miguel tried to cuss him out.
So I walked in front of the plane.
But a cool hand looped and smiled as she bitched him out.
I sat down. I was very quiet.
F your credit card sale, and I'll say it out loud.
And I say, dude, you suck.
Bubba's dying again, and I need to touch down.
I mean, I almost got arrested.
Dan is my hero. Your mic is made of gold.
My gold chain was out.
My gold chain was out.
How dare you get arrested? I'm sick.
Dan is my hero.
Puts his impersonation.
He's extraordinary.
As soon as he fired up the new phone, it's like bing, 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 bing.
I'm still saying 50 Ways.
I like this song this is based on better, but 50 Ways is a better version.
Lummy.
50 Ways.
All right, so it's 50 Ways
yep.
versus Phones in the Freezer right now is what it's going to be.
Yep. Yep. And then we
hold
got dark
on here.
Match left.
All right, boom, now we got Dark Match left, and yep. here's his five submissions. First one's pretty damn strong.
What we're talking about this
booster.
Week is people
oh,
who
fuck.
Got full
oh, yeah.
protection with two doses.
Say that again.
Starting
oh,
to
fuck.
See
oh, fuck. I almost want to say that's
important.
The winner.
Oh, God.
The most important thing we need
and you just,
to
that was a nice fuck from you, too.
Yeah.
Oh, vaccinate. Fuck.
Such a great,
Reagan's
great
so
song.
Mad at me right now. This back fucking fired. This really fucking backfired.
Oh, no.
No, it didn't. It fucking went well.
Where they inject. If you don't get the jab, you can't.
This is so fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this song.
Oh, fuck. This is so good, Steve.
Vast majority of Americans are doing the right thing.
Inject the kids and household
pets.
Regardless of possible
side effects. Maybe I could have John whip us up like a big, you know, musical note blitz and make a, like a makeshift, not a makeshift, like a really nice parody song of the year award for BARP.
Okay.
Oh, you nice. Know, John could do like a, you know, the music note.
Yeah, precision kinda, John.
Yeah, precision laser John.
I know.
I'm not asking, you know, John from Naples to make an award
hey,
that possibly
make
Carlos
your own
could win.
Note.
As you said, he's making a parody scrap out of Natty Light cans
dick.
For him.
What?
Iggy said he's making a parody strap out of Natty Light cans.
Stop, Iggy.
Well, they already have the their things built.
Oh.
Their plaques or whatever.
What do you mean?
They went and had their own names put on the little placards for our belt.
Yeah?
They already had that done for themselves.
For where'd they get them? Who did them?
I don't know.
This seems like it's all spiraling out of control.
It is. I think they're planning on doing some stuff during BARP, by the way. Oh. So everyone keep your heads on a swivel.
What do you mean? Don't do talking fucking
wind
over there.
I don't know, but I've heard that, you know, they're going to do something during the party because they think, you know, they think it's funny.
What do you know, Blitz?
I don't know.
They're going to do something. They're going to fucking blow the building up. They're going to fucking...
Oh, I don't know, but... There's rumblings that they're going to pull a stunt off.
There's
going to
be some shenanigans.
Who? The people in the Hall of Fame? Or certain people?
The parody guys.
Pull up his ass towel, $50 cash.
No fair.
I will kick all three of those motherfuckers out of this building if they disrupt my party.
I'll help you.
All right. Write that.
This is a pandemic.
Yeah, you'll write it.
Please don't fuck with me on my party.
Daniel, get in his car and write that shit immediately.
You know, like Anna, you know how like when a girl's having a party, like she's like, don't you know, like it's her party, like it means a lot to her. Like her, you know, when girls are having like their 16th birthday
yeah.
party, this is my party, man. Don't fuck with me at my party. Like, this is my year-end gala, please.
You put so much time and energy and money into this shit.
Yeah, it's the ultimate fuck.
It's the premier event of the year.
Right, for us.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't fuck it up.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
Do it on your own time.
Yeah, now you must get up.
Here, I got me in a bad fucking mood. You just blitzed me out.
Booster. Oh, yeah.
This is so good.
Say it, Lummy.
Oshak, Henny, 5,000 bits. Hierarchy, 65, 10.
Yeah, get your boost.
That's them sniping the fucking planned nonsense the boys have.
Yeah.
God, this is so well done. Mm-hmm. It's so well mixed. It's so well everything.
Because you're afraid to
All right, so that's Booster. That's Dark Match Steve's first submission. His second submission, Horsetooth Life, which is pretty fucking good too, man.
I fuck this song.
This is really good.
Yeah, this is really good.
This is really good.
I fuck this song.
It's a Horsetooth Life for her. It's a Horsetooth Life for her. She eats snacks and takes... She has big teeth and small
She's got big Fuck teeth and song. Small tits.
It's a horse tooth life.
That girl on a Hummel got the crowd popping. Someone said Blitz K got her panties dropping. But she's got the biggest teeth that I ever seen. Her and Babyface must have the same genes. Am I wrong? That's mean, but it's no biggie. I wrote this song cause she messed with my boy Iggy. Her butt is thicker than grits and wallered out by Blitz. Somebody cheer some bits.
That's a great set of lyrics. Hold on. You just hear this?
Boy Iggy, her butt is thicker than grits and wallered out by Blitz. Somebody cheer some bits.
It's a Horsetooth Life.
That is funny as fuck.
For her, it's a Horsetooth Life. For her, she
I'm still saying Booster.
Yeah, Booster is better. This is funny, but Booster's funnier.
It's a Horsetooth Life.
She'll take it around the farm.
Anna, does that really upset you for real?
No, I love it. I just like Booster better, that's all.
Oh, me too. Booster makes
Booster.
It to this
yeah,
end.
Booster.
Oh, this is pretty fucking good.
No, this one. This one over Booster.
Oh, Lon Johnson.
This is the best one, though.
Dirtbag in his Kimberlin. He's crazy as hell. Kimberlin.
And it helped that there was a video to this, too.
Will you keep up on what he gets? Because he's gonna get sentenced here, is he not? For violation of probation.
Yeah, yeah. His next thing isn't until, February.
All right.
Does he stay incarcerated until then?
For real?
Yep.
Fought a snake, Kimberlin. He smoked some meth, Kimberlin. And makes death threats, Kimberlin. Dirt back in his Kimberlin.
That has to win almost the whole thing.
I don't know, man. Like,
we played that more than any other one.
Let me your vote. Dirtbag Kenneth Kimberlin to Booster. First Booster.
I'm going
to
stick with Booster.
Blitz.
This one.
Dirtbag Kenneth Kimberlin.
I got to go this one.
Kimberlin at the BRN.
Jesus.
Kimberlin. Tried to sneak in. Kimberlin. They were under attack.
Yep, so far, that's one that's making it to the finals so far.
Oh, my God. Bubba.
Decap humpback.
Look at Decap's back. It is...
Oh, this is funny as fuck, too.
So hunched. He looks like Quasimodo. I mean, he says he has rods in his back, but they must be bent to hell. He's got bent rods. He's a big fat guy. If you've seen him, then you can't deny. When he waddles in at a penguin's pace and he lies right to your face, you get sprung. A turkey pluck, looking like his back is stuffed. A 4X. Now he's wearing, because the 3XLs keep tearing. So fellas, do bent rods make you jealous?
No.
Turn around, stick it out. Even Matt Riddle had to shout, he's got a humpback.
Oh, if Dirtbag Kenneth Kimberlin wasn't so good, this would win, but it's just got such stiff competition, right?
Yeah.
Damn. I'm still, Decap, I'm still, back. Oh, and then he did one of these deals.
Uh-oh.
Hold on, we gotta listen to...
This is all one track?
Yeah. He does that like he'll make a little thing in the middle.
The one thing Decap had to do was watch a 9-minute video, but he forgot. Got kicked out of the studio.
I'm still saying Dirtbag Kenneth Kimberlin.
Kenneth Kimberlin
everybody,
all day.
Everybody still with me on that?
Yeah. Yes.
And finally, Iron Dan.
I like this one.
I am Dr. Dan.
I think this is good, but nothing can touch Kenneth Dirtbag Kenneth Kimberlin. Yeah. All right, so here we go. Here are
the finals.
It will be Bubba's 50 Ways, Phones in the Freezer, and Dirtbag Kenneth Kimberlin. Those are the three. I'm going to play them back to back to back.
Okay.
Without any interruptions. Unedited, unstopped, you guys, we all collectively, after they're all done, could potentially give us give you our ideas. But I'd really like to lean on the seventh man and see where their head is. Here you go. This is John from Naples' submission in Parody Song of the Year, 50 Ways.
I mean, like, I don't even know who I am.
I don't even know who I am.
The BRN now has the ways to make the memes. It wasn't always like that. Bubba fights back. Listen carefully.
I lost my house.
He lived inside a 31-foot-long RV because he was 50 days from going under.
And then I lost my building.
He used to wonder how to break it to Tom Bean. He and Blitz were gonna split rugged diamonds, now intervene. And he was down to help. Then Bubba got into his groove, and now there's many ways to keep it funded.
You don't pay my bills.
He's got different ways to beat the numbers.
I'm getting back on top.
You got the TikTok uploading to the gram, and on the Wish He Was a Boy toy, Lummy is a dummy. Podcasting is a must, cause on radio you cannot cuss. Can't get on the Twitter feed, but YouTube is for free. Bubba's got his own whack pack. Dr. Danny is the man, and Babyface is a soy boy, always getting toothy. Facebook is for the baby booms. Twitch has a chat room, but watch out for Iggy, cause he is scary.
That was John from Naples, Bubba 50 Ways. This next one is Carlos Mandinko's Phones in the Freezer. Parody Song of the Year.
Nick Diaco on the air just the other day goes through the world in an unusual way. Cause there's diseases to cure, micro-robotics to make. Learn to speak Chinese before he graduates. And he got tickled too hard by Bubba as a kid. And he wants to be greater than you, Uncle Dan. More graduate degrees than you. And the phones are in the freezer in the carriage house. All the Diaco's voices are hushed way down. They do this when they got the heat from the feds. They all get together then, son. They do whatever Steven says. Now Bubba thinks he's got the Delta variant. Started with back pain, now he's on more pills. Joe Pomeranian decided to up and quit. And caveman's lungs are trying to kill him. Now they run a skeleton crew with just a couple of hosts. Even brought in Anna's dad from South Africa. Can't understand him cause of his accent. And the phones are in the freezer in the carriage house. All the Diaco's voices are hushed way down. They do this when they got the heat from the feds. They all get together then some. They do whatever Steven Diaco says.
Carlos, I missed you, buddy. Listen, Tyler doesn't really want to wipe my behind, but I can't turn around. Maybe you can stop by. I'll pay you handsomely with Bubba Army gaiters and hats. Or maybe if you want this new pair of Everlast boxing gloves signed by Blitz K after he knocked out Udi Izzy with a handful of pills. Speaking of pills, I don't feel so good, Cuzzo. I'm gonna take some more and go back to bed. I'll see you jobbers in August.
That's Carlos Mandinko and Phones in the Freezer. And the final one will be Dark Match Steve's Dirtback Kenneth Kimberlin. Hopefully you're gonna go to our Twitch channel as you're watching us there, because that's the only place that I think this is being heard right now. Maybe above Army Radio.
B-A-R.
And vote accordingly. Blitz is going to launch the poll, what, as soon as this is done, Blitz?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. There'll be a poll up soon. It'll be a 5-minute poll. And then we're out of here.
Yep.
Dirtback Kenneth Kimberlin, Dirtback Kenneth Kimberlin. He's crazy as hell, Kimberlin. Now he's locked in a cell, Kimberlin. He hallucinates, Kimberlin. He fought a snake, Kimberlin. He smokes some meth, Kimberlin. And makes death threats, Kimberlin. Dirtback Kenneth Kimberlin, Dirtback Kenneth Kimberlin. Kimberlin, Dirtback Kenneth Kimberlin, at the BRA, Kimberlin, he tried to sneak in, Kimberlin, they were under attack, Kimberlin, while Anna ate snacks, Kimberlin, Blitz walked outside, Kimberlin, Ken runs and hides, Kimberlin, Dirtback Kenneth Kimberlin, Dirtback Kenneth Kimberlin.
So you basically got John from Naples, Bubba's 50 Ways. You got Dark Match Steve's Dirtback Kenneth Kimberlin, and you got Carlos Mandico's Phones in the Freezer. Those are the top three.
Poll is up.
Poll is up.
Well, it looks like it right away right now.
Hold on. Let me see. Poll. Hold on. I got to get. Did I get locked? Did Iggy ban me from here? Never know what Iggy's up. Oh, here you go. Who you got? Carlos, John, and Dark Match Steve. It's not a runaway.
It was. In the
it was. Yeah, it was. It's not anymore.
I don't know who I'm gonna. Anna, do you even sign on Twitch? Like, do you have a?
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
She's a subscriber.
You are?
Yeah.
Do you tell us what your screen name is?
Anna Hummel Radio.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you gonna vote?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and put, I mean, Blitz, does it track your vote? Like, do you know who voted what?
No.
Lummy, are you?
I voted.
Did you vote?
Yes, sir.
Blitz, did you vote for us?
No. I voted on my account.
On your account, okay.
Yeah. I don't vote on that one.
All right, now, can they see what I vote for?
Nope.
No. It's anonymous.
I just voted. And how long is this poll? Like 2-3 minutes, something
five
like
minutes.
That.
Five total, so there's probably about 3.5 minutes left.
3.5 minutes left. Right
see,
now,
if you look at the poll where it says vote, you know, or after you voted.
Yeah.
Okay. See the little purple bar underneath that.
Mm-hmm. Purple. Yeah.
When that bar goes down to zero, it's done. That's like a timer. That's a timer.
Oh, okay. So like it's a little bit over more than half.
Correct.
Right. It's tightening up a little bit.
Wow, John, 50 ways.
Kenneth Kimberlin. Hold on. I think I gotta refresh my deal here.
People are spending bits like crazy.
Lemmy, are you missing bits?
No, on the
vote.
The
I don't see them yet.
I guess to vote again, you have to pay.
You pay 62 bits. Yeah.
I didn't know
your first vote's free. It's 62 bits if you want to keep voting.
Oh, okay. Dirtback Kenneth Kimberlin 45%, 50 Ways 20%, and Carlos Phones in the Freezer at 36%. So far, I would say this is almost a runaway, I don't know. It's between Phones in the Freezer and Kenneth Kimberlin, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
50 Ways, I see. I didn't think that 50 Ways would be in third.
No, I thought that's...
50 Ways kind of is like almost my favorite, to be honest with you.
Yeah, my too.
But like, how do you not like all three of them? Because
Phones
like,
in the Freezer just took over. Someone's spending a lot of money right now.
So Phones in the Freezer just took over?
What's Iggy doing?
Is there some...
He said, spend them bits, bitch.
So it's not even a really, it's a fucking shakedown is what it ended up being. And I didn't even plan for a shakedown.
I know.
Well.
I didn't even high spot this for a shakedown. I wasn't trying to do a money grab on you guys, but you're money grabbing yourself.
No, that's all of our polls. You can vote again for season two.
Oh, bits. Hierarchy loves phone in the freezer, so I'm wondering who's dropping those votes.
Oh, well, he's trying to get heat with one of our number one guys. You just blew in Hierarchy.
Yeah. Well, he's the one who said in chat.
Anna, it's looking like it's not looking so good for me.
I know. I really wanted Kimberlyn to win.
No, that's not what I was talking about. Oh. I was talking about...
Reagan. No, it's good for you.
Well, I mean, at least she knows I want to fuck her.
Right. And I mean, you know that, you know, she's not really into her right now.
She's broken right now, Bubba.
Yeah.
She's going through a lot. And she told me that.
But she needs to squirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For instance,
like she needs to eat.
That heals everything.
Yeah, get the poison out.
Did he break up with her or did she break up with him? Because she said, fuck it, just let it eat. She said to come out with the deets.
She broke up with him.
She did.
Yes.
That's a hard bitch right there. And is he being like Johnny Love Story too? Like, is he love storied out or is he like, fuck it?
Depends on the day.
Really? And she's staying true to the game?
Yeah. Well, he was, you know,
fucking around on her?
Not fucking around, but was, let's just say, talking to another girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And did she catch him?
Yep.
Like, go through his phone and shit? That's not healthy.
Nope. The girl sent her something.
What?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Saying, hey.
Exactly.
You,
Your man trying to step out, ho?
Your man trying to step out, ho?
Yeah. So she was that cannot do.
Well, then here's the deal. I mean, that's why that shows you how she should be with, you know, fuck a guy like me.
Yeah, Bubba's never stepping in.
I'm not trying to step in.
Yeah, the Beano's stepping out. He's not trying to step in.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get in and out. I'm in.
Bubba's Carlos ass wins. Towels.
Now, yeah.
2,046 bits.
Damn,
he went crazy.
I will tell you, man. It was close though, was it not?
Yeah,
very close.
Very close. And
border, that's a great song.
And borderline rich.
If you guys had to vote, who would you vote for?
Oh, who did we vote for?
I voted for 50 ways.
Kenneth Kimberlyn.
I voted for Kimberlyn. How about you, Jesus? Did you even vote?
Hold on, Jesus. Who'd you vote for?
Phones in the freezer.
There you go.
And that's then you got the winner, buddy. All right. Well, congratulations, Carlos. You are the parody guy of the year.
Yeah.
By the way, all like 15 parodies were fucking awesome.
Yeah. By the way.
Oh, yeah.
True. That
like,
was
out of all those, there wasn't like a shitty one in there.
No. In fact, like it really sucks that you know
there were two losers.
There's two losers because God, every fucking one of them
was
great.
Yeah,
they were all.
And
awesome.
I appreciate you guys more than you ever know. That's why I'll see you at BARP with the big
Thank
ass.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
See you tomorrow. All right. Go to our OnlyFans and join Blitz. Will you have a choice for tits up later today?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
The Calgary
Bubba,
Flames.
Look at D-Cap's back.
Hello? The Calgary Flames jersey is still, is it 525? Still hasn't sold?
What?
Still hasn't sold.
Be what, 500 tomorrow?
Be 500 tomorrow. Mm. BubArmyMerch.com. But when it's gone, bitches, it's gone.
It's gone.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I go on the air just the other day. Goes through the world in an unusual way. Cause there's diseases to cure, micro robotics to make. Learn to speak Chinese before he graduates. And he got tickled too hard by Bubba as a kid. And he wants to be greater than you, Uncle Dan. More graduate degrees than you. And the phones are in the freezer in the carriage house. All the Diaco's voices are hushed way down. They do this when they got the heat from the feds. They all get together then, son. They do whatever Steven says. Now Bubba thinks he's got the Delta variant. Started with back pain, now he's on more pills. Show Pomeranian decided to up and quit. And caveman's lungs are trying to kill him. Now they run a skeleton crew with just a couple of hosts. Even brought in Anna's dad from South Africa. Can't understand him because of his accent. And the phones are in the freezer in the carriage house. All the Diaco's voices are hushed way down. They do this when they got the heat from the feds. They all get together then some. They do whatever Steven Diaco says.
Oh, Carl.
Carlos, I missed you, buddy. Listen, Tyler doesn't really want to wipe my behind, but I can't turn around. Maybe you can stop by. I'll pay you handsomely with Bubba Army gaiters and hats. Or maybe if you want this new pair of Everlast boxing gloves signed by Blitz K after he knocked out Hootie Hizzu with a handful of pills. Speaking of pills, I don't feel so good, Cuzzo. I'm gonna take some more and go back to bed. I'll see you jobbers in August.